Whose freedom comes first? This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Capital One Bank, presented by Dell Small Business, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance. The virus we thought we'd outsmarted suddenly seems to have us surrounded. It is so bad, even the president has changed his mind about masks. He likes them now.
I mean, I'd have no problem. Actually, I had a mask on. I sort of liked the way I looked. It was a black mask, and I thought it looked okay. It looked like the Lone Ranger.
But these demonstrators in Florida are still not convinced.
My body!
My choice!
My body!
My choice!
For them, it's all about choice. But suppose we're all at the grocery store, and my choice is not to be infected by their choice. I suppose I could carry extra masks and insist they wear them until I'm finished shopping, but they don't sound like the type who would take that offer. So my only choice would be to leave. Although I suppose I could take off my mask and blow in their direction, sort of like flashing your high beams at a rude driver, but that'd be irresponsible, and possibly even involve an emergency room visit. So best not to push the issue, which may well mean this pandemic never ends. But we're all Americans, and we'll cope as we always do. Over time, we will sort ourselves into our own neighborhoods based on our maskedness, so we can shop at our own grocery stores, attend our own schools, develop our own dialects, and we'll do it in the name of freedom. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.